Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Thank you. And well, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
So, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Could you repeat the question again?
Yes, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, black? Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm voting. Probably vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
66.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections. In November 2024, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
Because a lot of things is at stake.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Could you repeat the question again?
Yes. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Actually, a moderate.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Could you repeat the question again?
Yes, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied with the country is headed.
Yes, in which the direction the country is headed. Are you very satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, it's better.
Sorry?
Better.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and raising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected for president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, or a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Donald Trump being elected president again.
Sorry?
Donald Trump being president again.
Oh, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. Jill Stein.
0.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
75.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
90.
Sorry, we had connection issues. What was the number again?
90.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Project 2025.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
90.
Thank you. And, well, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Colonel Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm decided. I am decided. I already know who I'm going to vote for.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And what do you need? And what do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Keep on talking about the issues. Talk about the future. Talk about the future.
Okay.
Talk about the issues.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Thank you. And is that much less favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Less favorable.
Would that be somewhat less or much less favorable?
Much less.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please reach each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. In the election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He has spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean a turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. How convincing would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can do and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility access, and abortion access in every state. How would you rate these from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As a district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrest. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana causes. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. The last one, it is, African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we need a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And well, sorry, the survey is just loading. And well, moving forward. Now, let me ask you, if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we have talked a little more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Okay. So, how would you rate your motivation to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often at all, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you.
I look at all platforms.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, X, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram?
Twitter.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
College, some college and certificate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Could you repeat that question again?
Yes. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
You're welcome.
Okay, so thank you for answering. Have a good one.